Tired of settling for less than the best with your team's dry land program? Swim Strong Dry Land is the answer you've been looking for. With world-class dry land programming for every age group, customized to fit your team's needs, nutritional coaching and education centered on the latest evidence-based research, leadership training and character development to promote an athlete-driven culture, sports psychology education and mental skills training, coaches' corners to promote collaboration, data-driven performance analysis, and an unrivaled family of athletes, coaches, and teams, fast swimming starts here.
Former swimmers looking for a way to give back to the sport in New York City? Reach out to Imagine Swimming. Since 2002, they've been the premier learn to swim school with international and American staff, including Olympic champions Anthony Irvin and Eric Vint. Imagine Swimming offers infant to adult classes, plus competitive team options, water polo, and an artistic swimming club coached by an Olympic silver medalist. With flagship locations across Manhattan and Brooklyn, Imagine is always looking for the next generation of swimmers to pass on their knowledge and passion for swimming.
I have Brett. I said, now
we're live. Dad, we're live with Brett now. What's happening, everybody?
How are we going?
I'm not coming live from the kitchen. I said I was going to come from the kitchen, but the kitchen's closed, so I had to come back to the studio.
I feel like we've not done this in way too long.
Yeah, has been a while, eh?
Talk about swimming. There's been loads on. British Trials, meet in Australia the other day where people were going quick.
Chinese Trials are going on.
Chinese trials. Yeah, a girl went 104, 300 breaststroke at China. An 11-year-old girl went 440, 400 IM. She comes second. 11. 440. 400 meters IM.
11-year-old girl.
Yeah, that was 3 seconds of what the time. 3 seconds slower than what won in Doha, the world title. 440.
11-year-old girl.
Ruben, there's an 11-year-old girl quicker than you at 400 IM in China. 11. Wow. 440.
That's wild.
That'll make the final at US Trials.
Yeah, Nate, there's a reason why we did that. Yeah, I think you know the reason. Nate just sent me a text. I'm just talking to Nate privately over a live feed.
How old are your youngest daughters, Brett?
Mate, they're 15 and they can't go 440 in the 4 a.m.
Can't go 440. Oh, no.
They're 15. That's quick. 11.
11.
Wow. Man, it's all happening, hey? There's a lot going on. Let's start with the fast swimming. Where did it start? It started a couple of weeks ago. Where was the first? It was British Trials, hey?
British Trials. There was a meet in Canada. There was nothing too outrageous in Canada. Summer raced a few times, but at the same time as British Trials. I think that's the first, like, big trials that we've had. We have not had America or Australia yet. We've not had Canada yet. British Trials, some really good swims. I think the biggest news was that 200 freestyle on the last day where Tom Dean didn't get the individual spot. He came third behind Duncan and Matt Richards. Matt Richards voted on my poll that he would win, and then he won, Brett.
He did win. Yeah, he voted on your poll, said he'd win, and then he won.
Yes.
Yeah. He's tough, Matt Richards, isn't he? He's tough.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. And he's one of those. He's the 21 guy, the 47 guy, and the 144. I mean,
he qualified for the Olympics in the 50, 100, and 200. He comes second in the 53, 21.8 PB. He won the 100. He won the 200.
You know what they call that? Range. People love range. He's got the range.
He's a good swimmer. He's athletic. He's really good. He's got good strokes. Yeah. Another good swimmer. Australian meet the other day. Cole Chalmers looked really good.
Wow, he's good too, isn't he?
First time going 21 point in the 50.
Yeah, that's surprising. I was like, wow, that was the first time. I was shocked when he said that publicly, but I was like, wow. But he's got the speed. He's applying it to his racing. And, mate, but again, it's Kyle Chalmers. How was his back end? His back end was just deadly, wasn't it? Smoking people.
24-7.
You know, he went out quick, 22-9 or something, but my God, he comes home like a champion, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's had ankle surgery because he was playing an Australian football, Brett. What do you think about that?
He loves it. Yeah, you can't take the footy out of that kid. He loves it. Maybe don't play footy in the lead up to Paris, but, you know, after Paris, he's going back at it for sure. He loves it.
Loves the footy.
But, A lot of fast swimming. I mean, the Aussie Open, it wasn't a trials, by the way, so don't get confused, but the Aussie Open itself,
yeah,
man, very quick. Very quick. Yeah.
Every time we do one of these live shows, Brett, we get asked the same question. Who's winning the 100 free in Paris? And I've said every time, Kyle Chalmers.
Oh, yeah, I said that publicly the other day. I said Kyle Chalmers is going to win it. Yeah, look, we've also said publicly there's 10 guys that can win it, right? Like, we're not that smart. 10 of them can win it, and probably just the fact of us picking Kyle Chalmers is probably going to piss off the other 9 guys, and, you know, but that's okay. But, like, you pick somebody, you know, and I just pick Kyle. Could any one of those guys win it? For sure. Yeah, it's stacked. I mean, stacked. They're all good, you know?
Who do you guys want to win the 100 free?
That's a tough call, right? I grew up Australian. I represented Australia at the Olympics. I've lived in America for 20 years. I know some of the American swimmers personally. Jack Alexis, we went and visited Jack. Great guy. Yeah. Like, who wouldn't want him to win? David Popovich, I did an interview with him at 16 years old, you know, first major interview. Like, I love the kid, you know? Like, so you have these relationships. So it's hard to say who do you want to win. That's not really fair, because we would want all of them to win, you know. I think you just have to, at the end of the day, say, who do you think is going to come out on top on that particular day? You just have to pick someone. And could Popovich win? We know he could. Could Alexi win? Yeah, for sure.
Matt Richards even, mate. Like, the guy's good. You know, he's a pal. He's British. I'm British. I like Matt. I like Matt a lot.
Yeah.
200 free. There it is. Just moving up the distances, Brett. We're just doing predictions now. People want predictions. 200 free.
200 free. 200 free. Well, that's a tough one too. I guess it's not as deep as the 100. There are definitely a couple of, probably like four or five that could win it, you know?
We missed NCAAs happened. Luke Hobson broke the record in the 200 free, beat Dean Farris's 129.1. Then the French boy, Leon Marchand, broke it. Yeah. And then Luke Hobson broke it again, 128.8. Is he a challenger in the big pool?
I guess. I mean, what's his best time in the big pool? I mean, he's fast.
It's got to be 144 high or 145 low.
He hasn't been 144, has he?
I'll check quickly now.
Can anyone check on Luke Hobson? What's his best time long course, 203?
I think at the very least it's 145, like zero.
Yeah, 145 makes sense, but I don't think he's been 144.
I've got his PBs literally in front of me now. I'm about to tell you. It is 144.87.
144.8? Look at that.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Wow, he's good.
Yeah, he done that in 2023 in Fukuoka at the World Aquatic Championships.
144 has won world titles in the past, even Olympics in the past. Do you think 144 wins this Olympics?
No, 143. No. Not 142, 143.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a 143. So even while we're talking about these 144 guys, I don't think 144 wins it at all. I think 143 is going to win this one.
But that would mean no world record. No, I don't think the world record's going. That's 141, the world record. It would be a 141 swim.
No. I'm just always of the belief that the world records are not going to go in the final of the Olympic Games. Like, I did an interview with Kitajima the other day where he actually did break a world record in the 100 breaststroke in 2008. And it's just a rare event, and it takes a special person to, like, break a world record under those conditions. Here's a guy who Sonny publicly stated that, you know, he said that he wouldn't go back to Japan if he didn't win the Olympics in 2004, right? Like, said he would never return. And then, you know, so this guy loves pressure. So if you've got a person like that who just eats up pressure and adds more pressure onto themselves, then maybe a world record will go down. But it's just, I mean, I've been in an Olympic final. Those things are pressure packed. You don't need any more pressure on it as it is.
There's a great, great statement here. We've had two sub-144s in a textile suit in history. So the fact that we're going to get loads is, you know, unlikely. But there is so many guys on the cusp. But as we said, Luke Hobson's 144.8. He's going to drop another second. It's quite a lot. Popovich has only done it a couple times himself, and they were 2 years ago now.
So Popovich is the only person to go under 144
And Yannick Agnel.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So Popovic. So, but it's interesting. Hey, like we just saw Popovic swim. Do we think Popovic is going to get back to his best? Now, he's swimming well. I'm not saying he's not swimming well. Is he going to get back to his best, which means swimming faster than he's ever swum before? Do we think that?
I think if he was smart, he relieved the pressure by not having a great year last year, and he'll be back at his best this summer. He really has to be back. Like, if he did, I mean, it's the way he swam last year, he's winning nothing, you know? But the way he swam in 2022, he wins it all.
Well, based on what you've seen in 2024, you know, you've seen him, he's posted some times.
Yeah, he's
he just went 44 and like a 347, didn't he?
Yeah, he went a 400 PB, 347. 145-1, 47-8 in the 100 free. Done like a little negative split thing in the heat. 48-4, got a negative split. 24-1 on the back end. He's playing around. I think he's firing.
Yeah, and he's got no competition there. He's winning those races by half a pool length.
Yeah. What about Pan in the 200 freestyle? Pan Zhanli split 143 at Doha.
Pan Zhanli.
Chinese swimmer.
Split 144 in Doha.
143
in
Doha.
143. Yeah, he split that, but he didn't swim that.
No, he didn't flat start it, no.
But he flat started the other day, didn't he? Did he go 144 the other day?
I don't even remember. What did he? Someone let us know. I mean, in Doha, he went 151 in the individual. I think he came like 312th.
Yeah. No, Doha, he blew it off, but he just went the other day at the Chinese trials. He did the 2-3. I think he went at 144.
Yeah, he probably did, to be fair. Yeah. What other trials? Hungarian trials. Christoph Milak's back swimming. So Dressel and Milak, they're back in the limelight here. Hey, freaking Milak could win the 100 freestyle. The guy went 48 low the other day.
Whoa. Hold those horses up. What's his best? Is he
47-4?
47-4.
He medaled at Worlds once.
Yeah. Look, if he's back to his best, for sure. How come he never smiles at the end of his races?
He's only been training 2 weeks so far.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's good, he is.
He's real good, isn't he? He's real good. He's definitely back.
I'm going to say something. Event of the Olympics, men's 100 fly. Come on. We've got Hubert Koss went 50.8 the other day. Chyne Dressel, 50.8 already. Milak, 50.9. Matt Temple, when he's like 63rd, 50 point the other day at the Australian Nationals, another 50.8. And I said he wouldn't even go 50 point in the Olympics. And then you've got Noe Ponte on 50.1. And, you know, we're not even talking about the defending world champion Maxime, French boy in the home Olympics. This is the race of the meet, right? Men's 100 butterfly.
When are the French trials, by the way?
No idea.
They got to be coming up soon, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyone know when the French trials are on? Give us a little hit in the comment section here.
No one knows.
Yeah, there is
Noe Pontil. You know what? I'm going to make a great statement here. I think the 100 butterfly podium is going to be identical to Tokyo.
This guy's saying May 20th.
There we go.
Parker.
Cheers, Parker. Yeah. Josh Liendo. No one's even mentioned him.
Yeah, Liendo's good.
Exactly the same. Dressel, Milak, Ponte. That's the podium. Same as Tokyo. Yeah, Arlie knows.
Same as Tokyo.
Identical, which is crazy because two of the guys didn't even appear, show their face at a meet for two of the years in between. And yeah.
Wow. Does Leon swim the 200 breast at the French trials?
Yeah. Yeah, they moved the schedule so he can do the two breast, two fly. He's gonna go for 4 Olympic gold medals individually. 2 breast, 2 fly, 2 IM, 4 IM.
Mm. And he's training in Texas.
He's moved to Texas. Geez, we've missed so much since our last show. Bob Bowman.
Oh, yeah, Bob Bowman. Bob Bowman took over.
Did you see it coming? Honestly, Brett, did you see that coming?
I heard rumors. I didn't believe it because a couple of things. I thought that Bob was happy. You know, I thought he'd built a program there. You know, I thought they were paying him well. So I didn't think money was a major factor. Obviously, now seeing what they're paying him at Texas, they're paying him tons of money. So it's like definitely was a factor. You know, I just thought he would, you know, they just won for the first time. So I didn't think he was just going to turn around 2 days later and be like, I'm out, you know. And then the other thing is like the upheaval of everybody in his group a couple of months out from the Olympic trials. I just didn't think that was, I feel like the timing was right. I didn't think the situation was right. Now looking back, since the decision's been made, it's like, okay, I could see how he would make that decision. You know, I could see how it does make some sense now. So it didn't make sense at the time, but I guess it does now. You know, it all worked out. Everybody seems to be, you know, Herbie got his position. Yeah. Everybody seems happy, right?
I thought that was beautiful. Like the one thing in life that I think is essential is that, you know, someone like a Herbie, if he doesn't get that promotion instantly, like I'd be very sad if they started him, you know, finding someone else. Herbie's done a brilliant job. He's like true ASU blood, isn't he? And, you know, I'm super stoked that he's going to be heading up that program next year and trying to defend that title. And yeah, as Tom said here, look, we're going to get that Herbie versus Bob dual meet.
Yeah, well, that's definitely going to happen. Yeah, that's a given, no doubt.
I just loved how Bob turned up to that Tier Pro Series. He had like a Texas cap, Texas shirt, Texas jacket. He was like, I'm Texas now.
Yeah, he's Texas. And then he was making announcements about Leon, you know, turning pro. Everyone was loving it. Bob was full of the announcements.
So let's just, no one's even, I don't think I've seen anyone mention this, but right now in the Texas pool, you've got like some lanes have got Bob and Leon and Hubie Koss. And then some lanes have got like Eddie and like Carson Foster all working on the IM, but like separately, but in the same pool. Do you reckon they're training at the same time? Do you reckon they're
I'd like to get a camera on that one, hey?
Carson and Leon just going separate sessions, but same pool, and next year they're going to be teammates.
Mm. Yeah, it's all odd. It's all very strange.
In the world. Yeah. That's crazy.
Does Carson still there. Eddie's still there finishing the job, hey? Yeah. Like he's still on deck and wow. Yeah, I don't know. It's all strange. And then you know, you've got your ASU pros that followed him. Well, it's not just those two. Wasn't there
Chase,
more?
Chase as well. So right now in Texas is Chase, Leon, and Carson.
Who's coaching backstroker? Girl.
Hubert Koss.
Oh, the girl.
Regan Smith.
Yeah. Sorry. I haven't had my... I worked all weekend, by the way, so forgive me. I worked all weekend. Usually when I work all weekend, the next day I'm pretty brain dead. Huh?
Was you in Texas?
I was in Texas, actually. I was in El Paso. I got to see the border wall. I didn't know the border wall was real. I guess there's a real wall between Texas and you know, Mexico. And it's pretty tough to get over, I would imagine. Look tough to me. But I was down there doing a clinic all weekend and flew back last night. So I'm a little bit brain dead. But yeah, Regan Smith, where's she at?
I've just assumed Hubert Koss is in Texas. I've not actually seen that. I don't have any inside information. I just assumed he's there, but I assume Regan's there. Like I've seen Chase been posting some stuff. I just assume Regan's gone with Bob, right? Like surely they have a good relationship. Regan's swimming awesome. She's swimming the best she's ever swum. Like, well, not quite.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's swimming really well. But yeah, where is she? No one's really saying much about that. But I saw Chase was in Texas. He was eating some burritos this morning.
Yeah, him and Leon were getting burritos.
Yeah, burritos.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Hubie's in the transfer. Yeah, he's going. He's going to Texas. Top 3 4-AM swimmers train under the same coach. No, like Eddie is going to coach his guys until the Olympics.
Yeah.
He's retired, but he's going to. So Carson's not with Bob yet. But if Carson stays at Texas next year, which no one's heard otherwise, and Carson's actually publicly said he's looking forward to working with Bob in the future. That's going to be an interesting dynamic. That's an interesting dynamic. Wow.
How have we got confirmation on this? She seems to be in a great spot right now. Where? What spot is she in? Where?
Parker. Someone.
Parker, she was in a great spot about a month ago, and now no one knows where she is. Who's this? He's gone to the portal so we can speak to Bob, but he's still.
That's Hubert Koss.
Hubert's still there, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where that group is. I know, Leon, it looks like, is there, but I don't know where anyone else is. I'd imagine it'd be tough to just pick up and move 2 months before trials or whatever you got going on. There's a lot going on.
Things in place. They like. There's no way that everyone's just like what moved into a random Airbnb. Like there must have been things in place that this was seamless. This is like a
no. This was all surprise, Sonny.
They've got to have known.
No, nobody knew. Nobody knew.
So it's just like you're moving to Texas, or I'm not your coach anymore. Surely not.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Wow. You know.
She's training now. There it is.
She's in training now.
Yeah.
Where is she in training though? Where is? Can anyone give us a confirmation on where Regan Smith is right now?
Regan is in the transfer pool. No, she's not. She's not in college. She's a pro.
No, she is in the transfer portal. Yeah, but the portal's not a place you live. It's not like a, you know, you don't click a button and all of a sudden you end up in the transfer portal and you're between dimensions. Like, she's somewhere right now. Where is she?
Is she not pro?
No, she's not. Well, you can go back. I don't know. Look, college swimming, don't even try and think about what college swimming is. There's so many different rules these days that are changing left and right.
Well, she wasn't at NCAAs. She's going back to college? Oh, yeah, she's going back to college.
Yeah, she's going back to college. Why not?
I wanted to make a video about this, Brett. Sorry, I'm going into doping territory here. I know everyone's hanging on the bit here, but I want to make a video about TUEs because no one talks about them. And there's a lot of good swimmers on them.
What's TUEs?
Therapeutic use exemption. So a great example, you have asthma, you get an asthma pump that might have steroids in. That's a banned substance, but you're legally allowed to take it because you have an ailment that means you can take a supplement. Another great example is if you have a shoulder injury or something, you can get them cortisone injections that make you all super speedy, super fast.
What do you mean TUEs? Who would just take a random...
The blue one is not actually a banned substance. That's not, you don't need a TUE for the blue one. It's the brown one you need a TUE.
That's not banned?
No.
Oh, good. Brown, I can take it on the podcast. I'm good.
You're not competing anytime soon, buddy.
I'm not.
I saw someone was giving James Magson stick like, oh, you're never going to be welcome back to swimming. The guy retired 6 years ago. He doesn't give a crap.
Yeah, he's gone. He's loving life. He can take all the steroids he wants. He's not swimming ever again.
He had no intention of a comeback. Like,
no intention.
No intention.
No. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, ban him for life. He's going to be gutted. But yeah, TUEs. A lot of top swimmers have them. American swimmers, probably British swimmers, probably Canadian swimmers. And that means they take illegal substances legally. So no one talks about that when they go after a certain nation, but a lot of TUEs in the world.
How do we know who's on the TUEs? Is
there's
it public?
No, there's absolutely no way to know. They're not public. They're not announced. Just the team doctors and the athletes themselves know them.
Well, how do you know that all the Americans are on TUEs then?
Because I've been told by people who are on TUEs.
Oh, that sounds not very scientific.
I'm not going in conspiracies here. No, look, I'm not. I'm just saying. TUEs exist. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anyone is on TUEs. I'm just saying TUEs exist. I don't know. There's athletes out there saying we need more transparency about all these things. But if we
How's your dad trying to pull me into competition here?
Yeah, so, US Masters. Relay.
Am I going to get in trouble for this? Dad, am I busted for this?
Dad competed on the weekend. He anchored our 4x53 relay. We were winning. And the guy next to him outsplit him by 9 seconds on a 53 star.
Yeah. Wow.
9 seconds.
9 seconds. That's a lot.
Dad, we didn't even go into second. We went into fourth, actually. Wow. We had the lead. Dad didn't bring it home.
Yeah.
TUEs.
That's not good. He needs to get on the albuterol.
Yeah.
Get some of this in him.
He had none of it.
Hey, the Russians just had their trials, hey? Was it trials or what was it? Was it are Russians nationals. Competing in Paris? Russian
nationals. No, they're not.
No Russians.
You know there's no Russian.
No, but wasn't there an invite only or something?
No, they had so Russia and Belarus had to say they had to basically say like they're a wave, they don't support the war, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they might be able to get neutral status. one or two Russian swimmers applied for that neutral status, got it, and then they've both them swimmers, I think Vladislav Grinev was one, he then retracted his request for neutral status and said, no, I'm not going to go to the Olympics. I'm not going to be neutral. But some Belarus athletes will be going.
So no Kolesnikov at the Olympics?
No, or Evgenia or any of the Russians.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't know that much depth detail.
Yeah, but there was two that actually applied and got accepted. IOC said, yeah, you get neutral status, and then they actually retracted it like 4 weeks later. So God knows what happened there.
Wow, so no Chinese, okay. I mean, all the Chinese are going. Are they good? Is everything good there? What happened to the 23? Are the 23 in or out?
They were in last time, and I don't see why they're going to be out this time.
What's happening with China right now? It's just what's happening with WADA? Didn't they just have a press conference where they talked about? Seems like they're going back and forth. How come we have so many different organizations that are testing people?
Well, WADA can test anyone at any point, but also the anti-doping federation, the federation's anti-doping, so like USADA or British anti-doping or China anti-doping or Russian anti-doping, they can also test their athletes. There's two people that can test athletes at any given time. And like what, you know, you've probably known this when you've been with like Bruno or something, they can turn up at any point and we're just like, oh, the anti-doping guy's there. Sometimes it interrupts with their sleep or training or whatever. They give their samples and on they go. And if you miss three of them tests a year, you get a ban anyway. That's happened to some athletes over the time. Your whereabouts have to be known at all times. So you have an app. So it's called Adams, I'm pretty sure. So say we're on a training camp to Flagstaff. Everyone has to go on their Adams and log that we're going to be in Flagstaff. Then they have to log. We're going to be at the pool from 7 till 9 every day and 5 till 7 every day. We're going to be at lunch. You know, everything is recorded. So and basically WADA can come and test World Anti-Doping or USA Anti-Doping can come and test during them times. But basically, if World Anti-Doping get a negative test, they obviously deal with it themselves, a positive test, sorry. But if, say, British Anti-Doping tested one of the British athletes and got a positive test, they then have to report it to World Anti-Doping, who can then deal with what the consequences of said positive test. So Chinese Anti-Doping actually gave these tests to Chinese athletes, 23 of them, 23 of 30 swimmers, 23. So it's like 75% tested positive for TMZ. They then, Chinese anti-doping, done everything by the book. They went to World Anti-Doping and said, hey, look, we've got these 23 athletes tested positive. And World Anti-Doping basically said, why did this happen? Chinese anti-doping said, we think it might be contamination. World Anti-Doping said, sounds good with us. Enough's done.
Well, it was during COVID, so they weren't allowed in to investigate. Is that correct?
Apparently, they did investigate. They talked to German scientists and stuff, and then people basically said, yeah, it's possible. It's possible that there could be contamination in food sources, in air vent sources, and that could have gotten to the 23 athletes. I'm being serious here, though, Brett. It's absolutely ridiculous that this is a situation. Like, how does any of that sound plausible? How?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He froze. Uh-oh. Who do you blame for Sonny freezing right now? This could be a conspiracy. Sonny was just about to go on a rant, and he froze. Can you believe that?
I just got taken out.
Sonny, you were going on a rant, and someone froze you.
Oh, I think I better stop.
Yeah, that's a warning sign, mate. There's people watching. No. Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
So what was your rant? Go again.
I was going to say, basically, even if when you have a hearing for a testing positive or something, so like Shayna Jack, for example, tested positive for ligandrol, a SARM substance, and she said, well, it must have been contaminated. So then she goes to court and they deemed she was right. She was innocent. She was contaminated. It wasn't her fault. She still has to serve a ban. She got a reduced ban because she's got these things in her system. It'd be like if I went to sleep tonight and Brett come in and started injecting substances into me and I proved that to the court and they went, yeah, it wasn't your fault, Sonny. But still, you've been taking these substances. You can't go and race because you're now way too good and you wasn't before. Like, so even though it's not my fault that I've got these substances, it's Brett's because he's been, you know, attacking me in the night. I still have to serve a ban. So there's no reason that these people had this in their system, but somehow got to swim at the Olympic Games and win 6 medals and 3 golds. It's ridiculous. And it's also ridiculous that WADA never even said, we've made this decision, but everyone, you need to know what's going on. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's farcical.
Well, you know, what I can't live with is people saying fake news, right? Like they're saying, oh, it's fake news, what's coming out right now. Here's what's not fake, and I don't think anybody is denying. 23 people were tested, and 23 people tested positive. That's mm-hmm. not fake news. That actually happened. They were tested, and they tested positive. I'm not making that up. I've got no skin in the game. It's like, that's just a fact. 23 people got tested. 23 people tested positive. Now, they started to draw their own conclusions on how they tested positive. That's where some of this kind of is up in the air. But the fact that 23 people tested positive is not debated. And so for people to say it's fake news and they're hating on China or they're hating on water or what, you know, people throwing stone, it's just a fact. It happened, you know? And when 23 people test positive in the same building, you start to ask some serious questions like, what is going on? And why are we finding out about this 3 years later?
Yeah. TMZ is it's a capsule. You take capsule with water. That's how you you take TMZ.
It's a capsule?
It's a capsule, yeah.
But you don't have to put it in a capsule. You could rip the capsule and sprinkle it on some noodles.
Yeah.
And they said it was in the kitchen, right? Was that the excuse? They said it was in the kitchen, right? The kitchen was contaminated.
It is. They accidentally took the tablet daily. Oh, God.
I mean, it's funny. It's comical, right? Like, you can make jokes about it because it's like, why are you telling us about this 3 years later? Like, don't sit here and make us feel like we're just dumb, you know? Like, that's the bad part about it. Just tell us up front, you know? Like, when people test positive, you know, within the first couple of months, you know, like, individually. So why wouldn't you hear about this within the first few months?
Philippe says it looked like a real solid pill on German TV. I mean, sorry, guys, I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm very sad about the situation. I'm just laughing at how ridiculous this situation is and how contaminate. Like, bottom line, if at the British national, if the British Olympic trials, I was at 2 weeks ago, say one of the teams who qualified loads of swimmers to the team, say all of them come back positive for a substance. The first thought, what would your first thought be? Oh, they're all cheating, right? They're all doping on purpose. Your first thought is not, oh, they've been unlucky. There's been something in the kitchen. They've all been stitched up. It's not plausible. Contamination is the last thing you should ever consider in this situation. Someone, somewhere is cheating.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that, right? If they're all eating at the same dining hall, and they're all eating the same similar food and they're saying the dining hall is contaminated and they don't eat anywhere else. Like, you know, like Dennis Cottrell has just basically come out and said, hey, all the athletes eat together and they only eat in this venue. Well, you can understand if that's the case, then contamination could happen. I think where the doubt comes in is that China has had a situation for the past 30 years where they've, you know, been fighting these drug allegations and systematic doping and things like that. So that's where it's like, when you start to put two and two together, it makes sense, right? But I want to say this. I do want to say this. I have no doubt in my mind that if there was some form of accidental contamination or there was some sort of systematic doping, I don't think the athletes knew about it at all. And I don't think the coaches knew about it at all. Either way, even if there was a systematic doping plan in place, the athletes did not know. I 100% believe that. And I also 100% believe that the coaches didn't know. I'm still not convinced there was systematic doping, but, I mean, it's sure doesn't smell very good, does it?
I agree with you on that, about the coaches and the swimmers knowing, but there's no reason that performance-enhancing drugs end up in a kitchen. There's just not. There's just not. If there is a chance, I'm gutted my swimming never got better because I never stumbled upon some freaking good of the good stuff. God.
You went to the wrong kitchen, eh?
I went to the wrong kitchen. It just, like, what? Like, imagine my girlfriend going, oh, Sonny, you're looking really bulky lately. And then I get tested. Oh, I've been going Nando's a lot. And turns out they've been pumping the chicken with the good stuff. Like, it's just not, it's farcical. And you're right. Someone said laugh. Yeah, that's laughable that you're even considering that performance enhancing substances are just in a kitchen. What is it? A pharmacy as well. What they got a walk-in pharmacy that just so happens to also be the kitchen. I don't know. Like, I just, it's absurd. It's absurd.
Well, I would like WADA to come out and answer some of these obviously stupid questions. You know, like what is the drug doing in the kitchen in the first place? Why, you know, why are we finding out about this 3 years later? Like, did anybody watch the press conference today in the comments section here? I know it was kind of an invitation only. You had to be part of the media and we didn't get a hold of it early enough, but they did do a press conference and I'm sure we'll read more about it. I don't know if there's any news come out about that just yet. Let me look online real quick.
I saw WADA say they're threatening to sue people on like defamation and hearsay. No, people are just ridiculed that 23 people tested positive. You know, that's the bottom line fact.
Yeah, because that happened. That's the fact.
I think the confusing thing is it got reported that there was going to be a medal taken away from China in the women's 4x200, and that was right. That was a hoax. Like, do we know what? I don't even know what the outcome is. Like, I saw it. I thought it was guaranteed, and that was happening. And then I saw it wasn't happening, and now I don't even know. But like that, I think that's the defamation part. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, I think some places reported on the fact that some American swimmers had been told that they were going to get their gold medal. You know, and that's not accurate, right? Like if you were going to disqualify one of the people that tested positive, you'd disqualify all of them. And some of them won individual gold medals at that Olympics. So you would have to take all the medals away from everybody. It wouldn't just be the 800 free relay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes no sense. Yeah. I think that's the bit that really added fuel to the fire. But other than that, like the 23 people, that's 100% factual.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here that people like you and me and even the people in the comments section we'll never know, right? Like we'll just never know. We're not in that world. We're not going to be privy to this information, this knowledge. You know, it's not what we're going to hear about and what we're going to know about. So for us to sit here and think that we have all the answers and we know all the details, like that's just not going to happen, you know? But so it's easy to make fun of it, you know, and laugh at it and kind of poke at it. But it's big business, you know, like it's big business. The Olympics is big business. You know, like to think that it's all pure and clean and happy and healthy. It's like, it's big business. There's dirt in all of it, you know? I don't know. You know, the sad thing here, I guess, is that again, we're back to swimming, you know, like doping and swimming again. Like it's just like constant. It's just been, part of our, you know, sordid, dirty history for the past 40, 50 years of like doping scandals, swimming again, doping scandals. And then it's like, oh, but this swimmer did this. Let's take it really seriously. And then it's like, oh, we found out they're doping. So it's like, it's very difficult to, have any credibility in our sport, you know, take it seriously.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I've not been around as long as you, Brett, so I've not actually seen any of the times of the East Germans and all of that. But for me, it's only ever been like individuals. This is as far as I've been a swim fan, this is by far the most ridiculous thing. This is like not just one person. This is a whole situation.
What's your thoughts on, okay, we're dealing with this ridiculous situation. Why don't we answer it with a ridiculous situation and say everybody should just go and compete like they do at the you know, the, what is it, the, what are they calling it,
Enhanced games.
Yeah, enhanced games. Why don't we just open it up and say, let's just call it enhanced games?
But like, I mean, this is what my thoughts on TUEs are. I think TUE should be, everyone should know what TUEs every swimmer is in, is taken. I think it's ridiculous that we don't know. And there's been all sorts of people saying certain people in the comments are using TUEs. And I also saw someone say that in 2000, the WADA list would have meant all swimmers nowadays are doping because it's like, it's just changed. I don't know. I just think there's so many like lines to cross. But I think as far as I'm concerned, the reason we don't allow performance enhancing drugs is they have bad effects on human health. Like, you know, they can cause heart failure and organ failure. And like, I don't want to take them substances, not because I'm a swimmer, but because I want to live long. So you couldn't pay me to take that stuff.
And I'm doing an email, so keep talking. I just got a very important email.
Very so important.
No, listen to this, right? So listen to this. So the documentary just came out, right?
The Enhanced Games documentary.
No, not that one. So the documentary on this whole scandal, right?
Oh.
Did you see the 4-part documentary that just came out?
No.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
Oh, it was released. In English subtitles. It came out in German. Yeah. You didn't see that? Let me put it in the...
Is this what people are talking about?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Let me put it in the link here for you. I thought I sent it to you earlier.
Oh, yeah. Because it's older in Jim.
Let me copy it here. I'll copy the link and you can put it in the chat, right? So there's a documentary on all this that just came out like today.
Wow. Yeah, watch
it's the in the chat there. Put it in
Okay, I'll put it in. Yeah. Here we go. Can't see.
Yeah. So it was done by three guys, this documentary. And I just emailed one of the guys who did the documentary and he said that he'd be glad to come on the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try and set it up. I might have to kick you off and go with him.
If he can come in, you can kick me off.
Oh, what if he comes in? What if he just comes in now?
Yeah, send him the link. You got the link?
Can you text me the link privately here so I can send it to him?
Yeah. I've sent it to you on WhatsApp.
What if we did that? What if we got him in?
Yeah, bring him in.
And we just said, hey, let's go.
Bring a professional in because we don't know anything about
it. We don't know nothing. We're just talking nonsense. Yeah. All right. You keep talking a little bit while I just send this to him.
Yeah.
Tell us what else you got.
Someone said about there's a rumor circulating there's going to be podium protests. I mean, like, yeah, we've already had them in the past. Like, James Guy has spoken publicly about how he thinks all of China should be banned from swimming. So has Adam Peaty. Adam Peaty's gone out and said it. Check his Twitter for exact words. So I'm not going to put words in people's mouth. But, like, there's been a lot of uproar. People have said things. USA Anti-Doping have gone out and made a statement saying they are looking into this. They're not happy. So there's, like, even, like, yeah, National Anti-Doping Federations aren't happy with how WADA have conducted themselves.
Hey, guys. I've been trialing some revolutionary new swim tech. And now you can get your hands on it too. This is EO Swim Better, a swimming evolution in the palm of your hands. Improve your technique with EO Swim Better.
Analyze your stroke technique with EO's Swim Better handset. Go to eolab.com, use code Brett at checkout and save 10%. We individualize training in the pool, so why not individualize your nutrition? Erica Biney of Biney Wellness Building will help you and your swimmers get exactly what each athlete needs through genetic testing and personalized nutrition plans. So stop guessing what you should and shouldn't be putting into your body. Athletes within a few weeks have noticed they're recovering faster because they're fueling their body with what they need and staying away from what their body hates. Erica understands swimming. She gets it. She's worked with over 20 Olympians, including the fastest man in the world, Caleb Dressel. Group discounts are available, so go to Biney Wellness Building and get in touch with Erica today. That's Biney, B-E-I-N-E, wellnessbuilding.net.
sorry, why is Adam Peaty not getting his medal this year? Adam Peaty is 100. Like, we haven't talked about it, but Adam Peaty went 57 the other day. Adam Peaty's winning the Olympic gold medal. He's freaking awesome.
I don't know. I don't think he's happy. Would Adam Peaty protest? Like, because Chin was one of the guys that tested positive, right?
Yeah, Chin tested positive. I want to read out what Adam Peaty said. I'm not about putting words in people's mouth. He made a tweet. I want to read his tweet.
He's pretty good, right? His tweet was good.
He said, bullet point one, why not release this information at the time? Who really benefits from the lack of transparency and secrecy? Point two, what happened to strict liability? Whether someone benefits or not, surely at this scale, it proves it's systematic. So disappointing from WADA. So he's, again, gone after World Anti-Doping here.
Now, this drug that these 23 people tested positive for, was it the same drug that Sun Yang tested positive for?
Yes. And that I think that's like the nail in the coffin. It's like it's the same drug as Sun Yang took.
Yeah. And Sun Yang got, well, I guess he didn't just get busted for that. He got busted for taking a hammer to his blood samples, didn't he?
Yeah. So Sun Yang served a small ban for this TMZ. And then obviously the whole hammer situation happened later, and that's when he got like the 4-year ban. And
do we have footage on the hammer situation where he broke his blood in front of everybody? Anybody get footage on that? Imagine how valuable that footage, how good would that be?
Isn't there also footage of him like beating up a girl in warm-up once at a meet?
I was there. No, I was there.
Did he go in, beat her up?
He just kicked her in the face. It was just
Is that called roid rage? Is that what they call it?
No, he's not on roids. He's on
the distance.
He was on a drug that helps you with range. Right, it was a range drug. That's what it was.
So it helped him. Yeah,
gives you range.
It helped him to the 200, the 400, the 800.
Yeah,
the 1500.
Yeah, you can go from the 2 to the 15. You know, and just go. Just gives you range.
And all 23 of these took it. Is that why Chin can do the 50, the 100, and the 200?
Yeah, it's a range drum. That's what they should change it to. See? Even he knows. Professional drowner, range drug.
I can see the branding of this box. TMZ, the range drug, endorsed by Sun Yang. Chin Haiyang. Oh no, stop.
Yeah. We were. It was actually funny. We were going at it about range, about how, you know, incredible some of these Chinese swimmers were with range. We were going at it. And then like 2 hours later, the whole drug scandal came out. It was crazy. It was weird timing. Very weird timing.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know, man. It's not going away in the next. It's not going away anytime soon, is it?
No. I'm sorry. The comments are hurting me.
The comments are funny. You guys just going at it. That's hilarious.
We've got 195 people in the chat, Brett. People have been waiting for us to go live.
It's been a while. Yeah, and I'm sorry that we don't have our Aussie friends with us. They're down under right now, and they're just waking up probably early in the morning. So, yeah, otherwise we would have them all on here. But, you know, I didn't come on here today to throw stones. I didn't come on here to tell you I know all the details. I didn't come on here to, you know, kick anybody while they were down. Like, look. Are the Chinese trials still going on, or are they done? They're still going, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure they're still going, yeah.
Yeah, I think Pan just went 47.5 in the semifinal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still going, yeah. I don't know. Man, I'll tell you what.
Pan just split a 144.7 in the 4x2 relay. Chin won the 200 breast semifinal in 210. Yang Yun Zhan went 53.00 in the 100 free. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of 59s in the 100 back women's.
It's all happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Dennis Cottrell picked up his phone and gave an interview on the pool deck at Chinese Olympic trials.
Wow.
And that's where that information came out yesterday, in the article in the Sydney Morning Herald. Yeah, he just gave a 30-minute interview from the pool deck at trials. That's wild, hey? I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening.
What do you think about that? Green suit should be banned.
Yeah, the green suit's a little much, Alf, right? Don't you think a little much?
I love the green suits. We wore the green suits all weekend, and we loved them.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Green suit was a lot.
I liked it. I like the green suit. I don't think it need to be banned. I like the green suit.
I mean,
green suits are a flex.
Oh, Chalmers wore one.
Yeah, 47.6.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you wear the white one?
They don't have a white Primo yet.
No?
No, they have one in black and they have one in green.
We had wait till they get matching. A milk one. The milk one will be good.
I want to get a blue one with white taping. That's what I want. Yeah.
Oh, like your cap.
Like my cap. Yeah, I've got new caps, black and gold caps now on my website. If anyone wants a cap, go to my website and buy a cap or a t-shirt. My t-shirt's on sale today, actually. There you go. Support me doing swimming content.
Mm.
Yeah, get a t-shirt.
What's it called? What's the code? TUE20?
Jesus Christ. You just...
And show us this little plaque behind you, mate, the 100,000.
Yeah, got one of these. You don't want 112,000 already. The subscribers are going up. There you go. The swimsuit guy. The passing 100,000 subscribers.
That's massive, mate.
You can see yourself in it.
You almost got 100,000 more than me.
And then also got this, look, world record.
Oh yeah.
World Masters record. It's like the knockoff record.
Did they do testing there?
No testing. They don't test in Masters swim.
Oh.
They don't test.
What have we got coming up then? So we've got the finish of the Chinese trials are coming up here in the next few days, and then we've got the French trials coming. We've got the Aussies in June. We've got the Americans later in June. What?
I'm deleting Dad's comment.
Oh, did you delete that? No, put that back in. That was I love that comment. That was a great one. Dad. You can't delete your own dad's comments.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
My plaque nearly fell over.
Oh, wow. Did you get to choose what type of plaque you got?
No, they just give you the little silver one for 100,000. Then at a million, they give you the bigger gold one. And then at 50 million, they give you one made out of real rubies.
50 million?
We've got to get grinding, Brett. Hey, look, it's 204 of you. Go tell your friends to subscribe to me and Brett on YouTube.
Hit the subscribe button, for God's sake. Come on, subscribe away. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, someone wants to race you.
Nick Baker wants to race, eh? Workouts 825s, I am water. I don't do breaststroke.
You can push 12.9. Are you aware of how fast Brett is, Nick? He'd smoke you. He doesn't need a dive. He's the best push starter in the world.
12.9 from a dive. That's slow as piss, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Nick. I don't race slow people, Nick. I certainly don't leave the state to do it.
Sorry, Nick.
Mate.
Anyone else want to take Brett? No. I try to race Brett. World record holder. And I try to race Brett. What happened, Brett?
Mate. I'm like you know, I'm like a Chinese kitchen. I just deliver.
God.
Too soon?
There he is.
Oh. Yes. One day, you'd like to race Brett, eh? Oh. George wants a race. Okay, okay. We can make that happen, mate. Last time I swam a 50 free for time. I don't know. That was a while back. I don't do 50s much anymore. I'm more of a 25 guy.
I made him dive at 25 yards. It's on my YouTube channel, one of our YouTube channels. Look at both of them. But I made him dive a 25-yard freestyle.
Okay. All right. I got a new event tomorrow. What day is it today? Tuesday?
Yeah. No, it's Monday. It's 100% Monday.
Monday, yeah. Tuesday, I got one of the documentary guys. I'm doing a podcast with one of the guys that made the documentary tomorrow.
Yeah, Ilya Shumanovich will be applying for neutrality. I think he's been granted it, hence he swam at Doha. There was a couple of Belarus swimmers, Anastasia Shukardai and Ilya Shumanovich. They were dressed all in white through World Championships. It was really cool. And Michael, I actually was in Flagstaff recently, and I did actually reach out to go and visit ASU and never heard back from anyone, but it was colliding with NCAA, so maybe that was the reason. But I did. I would love to go and visit as many programs as would have me. I feel like Brett's pretty much in the same boat. But we like Cal because Cal let us.
Who did you ask from ASU?
I text the coach.
Oh, he wouldn't let you go.
Mm-hmm. He just didn't reply.
Oh, no reply.
I mean, it was literally, I was there like during NCAAs.
Mm.
He's coming. Yeah. Like, we can't ask. Like, people just want us to get in trouble. Like,
yeah. Comment section, they're dying for us to get in trouble.
They're just like, they're poking us, aren't they? Yeah, Brett, answer this. Go on, Brett. Go on. They know once we get loosened up after 40 minutes, we just can't hold on.
Oh, yeah. We got to end this stream before it just gets out of control.
The comments are just... I'm actually... This is going to happen at one point. Yeah, I will be coming to Millfield at one point. I'm going to visit a UK program. I'm going to visit Millfield. That's where Matt Richards and Jimmy Guy. This is going to happen at some point. The coaches are brilliant. I've talked to them. That will happen.
Hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah, do that. When you come back to you come back for trials, hey, for US trials.
That's the plan, right, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be good, won't it? That'll be really good. I got to make some content too. I got to get out of there and make some content.
Yeah, this little guy at British Trials, Max Morgan. 16 years old, went 1:06 for 100 breaststroke. It was a two second lifetime best. I actually I got a selfie with him. I asked for a picture with this lad. He's 16. I said, "You're the future. I want a picture of you." And he took a picture of me.
He went a minute.
Yeah, this guy here, look.
Oh,
look, he's two to my right in the white t-shirt. Max Morgan, 16.
Yeah, it's quick.
1:06, 100 breaststroke.
Wow.
Loves the speed. Front ended it 28-0. Power.
Who coaches him?
Craig Gibbons.
Oh, Craig Gibbons. Gibbons?
Yeah. At Reed School. Reed School in the UK.
Yeah. He's got range, eh? Good for him.
He does the 200 now as well. He's done a 213. Decided to do the 200 as well. So he does the 50 through the 200.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, mate, I think that's it. We're at the hour mark. You know, I don't think there's much else we can gibber about. I think we've done it. We love swimming. Look, we love swimming. Everybody knows that. We're not here to trash it and bash it, but we certainly need some answers here. It doesn't look good, does it? Does not look good.
We want transparency. But, that's what we want. And
yeah.
And reason. Transparency and reason.
Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow I'm doing a podcast with one of the investigators. So we'll get it out there. Get some transparency. All right.
Cheers for tuning in, guys. All two. We peaked well over 200. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we did well there for a while. All right. We'll see you soon. Later.